It's the Mornings with Ed show, and welcome to the program, 8:04 the time on a Monday. And Monday, one of my favorite days, and that's simply because we can do the Artist's Corner. If you're not familiar with regular Artist's Corner on Mondays, I think to myself, we have so many fantastic artists right here in town, and you could be standing behind them in line at the grocery store or even living next door to one, and you don't know that they're an artist. And then all of a sudden we talk, and wow, you're that person. Well, that's much the case that we find here. Local artist Hugo Rivera with us today. Hugo, thank you for being here with us today.
Good morning. Thank you for having me here.
It's my pleasure, man. I love your, first of all, again, not knowing who you were or anything, I've loved your art since I've been here. I have loved your art.
Thank you.
Originally from Guadalajara.
Exactly.
And you started as a young man really doing murals in your own house or in your own room?
I used to do that when I was a kid. Yeah, since I was a kid, I used to draw, and my father allowed me to do whatever I wanted to do on the walls, and that was probably the freedom that I had.
That's a lot of freedom.
Yeah. Yes, and I do remember my mom complaining about it, but my father was like actually providing me with materials. Like usually at the beginning, I didn't use colors. It was just pencils, pen, and Sharpies. The right. Sharpies were the good ones. And I was able to create, like, whatever. I remember, all this, my walls were all covered with Sharpie images, and it was so much fun. Yeah.
That I can imagine. Now, at no point did your parents back you off of that and go, you know what, it's just looking like he's drawing on the walls, honey.
Actually, it was the opposite. My father was like, okay, what is your next project? And it was getting bigger and bigger to the point that I remember my last idea. I just went out of the house, and on one of the walls where the parking was,
right.
It was a two-story house. So imagine that wall was like 20 feet probably high. Yeah. And I was already like thinking what I will be doing in that. I was thinking in a face, creating a face. And the colors and everything but now I think about it and it was dangerous because they have to go to the ceiling and to the roof,
right.
And then look down, and I don't know how, maybe I will use a big ladder, but that was the last thing. And then we moved, or I don't remember what happened, but good thing that didn't happen, because I don't know if I would have missed.
Right. And I'm wondering, once you moved and the people move in, did they keep your artwork on the wall, or do you think they painted over that stuff?
They painted over, of course, they painted over. But I knew the people that moved down there. And what I hear is that they covered the wall.
Right.
The one was with Sharpie. And they were so... The image started coming back little by little because, they didn't probably...
You can't really cover up Sharpie unless you primer it. You have to primer the wall.
Yeah. And they were like, oh my gosh, your mural was coming back again. And then they painted over again. And the mural came back. I don't know how many times they have to paint over. Yeah.
There's no escaping your Sharpie as a kid. I'm telling you, man.
So that was the story out there. Yeah. They were so...
So your entire family is artistically inclined. Was your dad an artist? Were your parents artists? Or you've got a lot of artistry in your family. There's really a lot of...
They are, but...
Musicians, craftsmen?
They're more like, my mother's side is more about music.
Right.
And my father's is about painting. But when I was in Guadalajara, I didn't really meet my father's family. So I was so surprised that... I was an artist because nobody was an artist in my mother's family. And in that town, and I was with all my cousins and all the family, my mother's side's family.
Right.
And I was the only one creating paintings. And I was always wondering, how come nobody in my family paints?
Right.
And then once I remember in my father's side, that was after when I was in the United States already,
right.
A cousin that was here that I didn't really know him that well, he passed, right? And then we went to the funeral, and a lot of the family from Mexico came over. It was my father's side.
Right.
And they came over to the United States to attend the funeral. And it was when I met a lot of my father's family, right. And I was in shock that there were like five right there, because you start talking to people, right?
Right.
And then they were like, oh, what is what you do down here? And I do murals. And oh, you're an artist. Oh, your cousin right there is an artist. Your uncle is an artist. Your other cousin is an artist. And I was like, oh my gosh.
Got a family full of artists,
man. So they started like gathering all the artists to talk with me, and it was amazing. And at that time I was making a mural. So I invited them to come over to you know, just to have fun and help me a little bit.
Right.
And it was amazing that that was the only time that I was able to paint with Riveras, because all of them were Riveras.
Right.
And I was just painting in my ladder, looking down and looking at all the people, like all my family painting together with me that I never met before. You know, people that they could be like strangers.
Right.
But you were...
They're blood.
They were family, right. And all of them doing the same thing, like painting. That was really... I still get the chills.
Yeah. I'm getting chills listening to that. Yeah. Was it all in similar styles? Did you notice...
That was the crazy thing, that all of them were, you know... You can, as an artist, you can adapt to any style, right?
Right.
So they were able to do whatever I was doing in the way that I was doing it, because they understood the media, and they were real artists.
It's like a family shares a physical resemblance. Your family also shared that artistic resemblance.
Exactly.
And that's pretty cool, man.
So that was amazing. And unfortunately, I wasn't able to take a picture. You know, I don't know why. Maybe the cell phone.
Right.
I
mean, it was pre-cell phone day.
Yeah, before those flip cell phones. I don't know what was my phone, but I wasn't able to really have a picture, because that wouldn't been a really awesome picture to have all the family. Then now I don't even know where they are. I don't even remember the names, because that was a moment, you know. Like we engaged for probably a week, because they were still here, but then everybody went back to their town, and I don't know.
All right, so let me right now just say, if any of the Rivera family is listening and you want, get back in touch with this guy. Come on, let's do a mural here in town.
That would be awesome.
That would be awesome. Now, Rivera, a very, very famous name. Any relation to Diego Rivera, the artist? Do you have him anywhere?
I never searched. I have a cousin, my uncle. My uncle is now almost 100 years old. Okay. And he always asks me, here you come to my town and I'll help you out. He's from the south of Mexico. Okay. And he said, like, I can help you, because he knew a lot of people, to search and see if there is any relation, because the Rivera came through from south of Mexico. And he said, I can help you out. But, you know, when you're a kid, you don't really see that as a big thing. And now he's like, oh my gosh, I wouldn't really...
Yours would be a great name to plug into the 23andMe thing and just find out your genealogy, man, how far... But, you know, it really would. That'd be pretty cool. Now, you started off as doing murals as a kid on the wall and Sharpies and stuff like that. And then you, of course, graduate to canvas as an artist and doing acrylics on canvas. Give me the difference in the textures and when you learned that texture was important, when you learned that, you know, shapes and colors and... When did you learn that? When did that?
Well, first I used to create more abstract drawings.
Right.
It was more like space type of drawings, like planets and kind of that, but more very abstract, like really weird things, like stairs and then holes, and it was like I was kind of creating my own world and trying to discover what was there, you know.
Right.
Like, it was a very awesome thing. But then I was creating this like rendering and kind of giving some like shapes and shadows, and I always wanted to know how that will be with colors, because everything was black and white or gray, like charcoal kind of. And that was my question, and so I decided to go to, that was when I went to school to take some, because I didn't even know that exist, like acrylics and oils and watercolor, all these different media. So I had to go to school. I didn't even know what each brush was for, you know.
Right.
So I started taking classes, and I learned how to mix colors And because it's a completely different thing to draw and to paint.
Right.
So, and then I studied, I remember my first like transfer from this sketch to, I was using oils, okay. oils at that time. And I was amazed. I was like, oh my gosh, it looks so good. And then I created another one. And then later I had like I don't know how many, like 20 pieces in oil. Right. And I was getting bigger and bigger. Like the sizes were every time getting bigger. The problem was that I didn't have the space to store all right. these pieces. So I just leave them, like leave them outside in the patio. You know, like they were not protected. But I was just creating it. Like
right.
every single free time that I had, I was just creating. Yeah.
Something.
Yes, yeah. I just was waiting for a break or something to go and paint. Yeah. Right. And I think that was my school, basically. Yeah.
Now, going to school and learning all of these, the very basics of the oils and the acrylics and the brushes to use,
yes.
that had to focus you. That had to focus your skills on, okay, well, I'm really good at this.
Yes.
Did
yes.
it? Did or did
it happened because it was a little bit I was not really comparing me because I was very isolated. You know, there's artists that they have a lot of friends.
Right.
And they compare themselves, oh, you're better than me or I'm better. But in my case, I was like by myself.
Right.
And I was not really, I didn't have like that way to compare.
Right.
But I know it was very nice, very interesting.
Right.
And I really enjoyed it so much. And I realized that every time I was including something new to it, oh, I can do this, now I can do that. And right. and I created my own world. And then when I started going to school to learn art,
right.
I realized that people look at me like a very different artist, like right. oh, what he does yeah. is so different because I didn't have anybody else to go in that direction.
Right.
I was just going in my own direction and ended up doing something completely different.
That's yeah. what I was just about to bring up. Your artwork is very singular. You're not really going to find other artists that do stuff like this. Now I find that, and I'm gonna let our listeners know if you want to go online and check him out. This is again Hugo Rivera, On the Roof. Red Hair, Red Standing, and Time. These use all you use the human form
yes.
in these paintings, and they are magnificent. I absolutely
Thank
love,
you.
I'm fascinated, first of all, by the female form in art. Mm-hmm. I'm drawn to it.
Okay.
And I wonder what draws you to it. What draws you to the female form?
Well, basically, when I went to school, art school, they bring models most of the time,
right.
and most of the time they are females, right?
Right.
And so I was with my abstract world, and suddenly to the figurative and more specific, like human form. So I was fascinated with that because I had to create a figure,
right?
And I got really good skills just sketching and I got so fascinated with it that I was going to the same class over and over maybe it was in that class for several years
right.
and you can take the class only four times but my teacher allowed me to get there because he saw that I was really passionate and
right.
and that I was earlier all the time and sitting there till after the class and so he saw the passion, and
right.
he said, "You, whenever you're gonna come back to the class, and you can come back." And I was there like every year, and I realized that I was getting better and better. So, but the thing is, when I started painting, I started doing the figures, the human form. Then I remembered that I had before the abstract world, right?
Right.
What happened to that part of me, you know?
Right.
So then I fused the two. You know,
right.
I was like, this is a time to fuse it to styles, the abstract that I had, and I can combine it with the figures.
Right.
And it came out really awesome.
It
yeah.
did
yeah.
come out really awesome, man. It really, really did. You
yeah.
have some fine pieces of artwork, and I just want to mention a couple more. Again, where I find that the abstract and the human form are combined beautifully are the rectangles. And if our listeners want to go on sign, I love that. Yeah, that is just absolutely beautiful. And then interaction. You do you have a painting called Interaction, which is, it's a face. And from far away, we see a face. But as you draw closer to the painting, there's other things happening there, man.
Exactly.
And you found the perfect way to combine abstract and the human form. That's fantastic. Now, you have a 5-year-old.
I do, yes.
Are you pushing the 5-year-old toward the art world, or how are you working this out here?
I'm just letting him enjoy life as he organically, and right. And of course he sees me painting and he wants to do that, you know, right. Whatever the kids see.
Now you're gonna let him mark up your walls with a Sharpie?
I actually did. My wife is not that as happy as me, but yeah, she's the one that is kind of putting some boundaries out there, right. but I was really actually he started one wall, he marking his hands, and right. he was creating on paper, like colors, and then after he just naturally he just walked down to that wall and he started putting his hands right there, and then right. another one and he was so serious about it, you know, like he right. for him it was something very I don't know, but he was maybe like a year, a couple of years, but I saw his face when he was doing that. He was probably kind of analyzing
right.
that experience, and it's awesome. Yeah.
So being an artist with a 5-year-old, does he give you inspiration for creativity now? Or are you finding creativity are you learning from him?
Yes, of course. I don't know if you're familiar with the demonstrations that I do, live demonstrations.
Yes.
Sometimes when he's around, then I don't stop him coming to me and grabbing the brushes and paint with me.
Right.
So the interesting thing about it is that when he's doing it, of course he's I paint more like the top of the canvas and he's the bottom, right? Because right. he cannot reach that
right.
that far. But but what he does is he just grabs like the colors that I don't know if he's thinking about that, or maybe he's because the color is closer to him and right. those are the colors that he grabs. But when he's painting, I look down and I think, oh, this color is not really gonna help me that much. But then later I realize that helps me to change my palette, you know, like. And I get other palettes that I will never intend to do, and
right.
and I learned something, you know, like, oh, this is a good idea, you right. know, like, and now it's like that helps me somehow to give me a little bit more variety in colors, and
he kind of pushes you over the edge of creativity.
Exactly, yeah,
he forces your creative hand at that point.
And I'm experimenting, because when he does that, he get more paint that I can get probably,
right,
and that forces me to continue with that idea, and then I end up with something completely different with my experience and with his whatever he does, creativity,
right,
it comes something different. Yeah, right. So that's a good it's a good way to, you have to be open-minded, right, to learn new things, and I think that is a really great opportunity. Yeah.
Now, as an artist, you intend to continue learning new things. You
exactly,
can and expanding and evolving,
yes.
right?
Yes, yes. And people tell me like, oh, you're changing, and sometimes I don't realize it because you see yourself every day,
right.
and you don't notice that change. But other people do, you know, like right. the maybe haven't seen you for a couple of years, and then they come and see your work and they see something different.
Right.
Yeah, so that's a really great thing.
If you're just joining us, we're in the Artist Corner with Hugo Rivera, local artist. And where's the shop? Where's the gallery at?
We're at 550 South Coast Highway.
Okay, yes. The Hugo Rivera Gallery.
Hugo Rivera Gallery. Yeah,
very nice, man. Very creative with the name.
It was easy, right?
Yeah, you know what? I'm just going to put up my gallery. So when can our listeners come by? When are you open? I'd love for them to see.
We're open every day. We don't open on Saturdays, but lately we have another artist down there. it's David and Dave, yeah, and he's there, yeah, most of the week. So right. Yeah, it can be any time.
Are you working on anything right now that we should look out for, keep an eye out for?
I'm working in this phase, and the colors are coming out really awesome. I love it. Yeah, so I'm so excited. But now with my son, sometimes I take more days off in the galleries. So good. Sometimes I'm working this piece and then I have to leave.
Right.
And I know I'm going to come back in maybe 3 days after. So I'm just so anxious to get back and continue with the with the project. So yeah, I'm working on that piece and I'm just probably tomorrow I will continue with it. Yeah.
The Hugo Rivera Gallery, once again, 550 South Coast Highway. And do we find you online anywhere?
Yes, yes. Well, it's hugorivera.com. Okay. Yeah, yeah. We have a website right there where people can see our work. And right. Yeah.
And you and I together, we're going to go on 23andMe and find out this lineage of the Rivera family, man. I want to see exactly. Hugo, thank you so much for being with us in the Artist Corner this morning.
Thank you for having me.
All right. Thank you.